Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Somebody has a birthday today. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Hey, Jeff, I heard somebody has a birthday today. Who would that be?
Who's that?
Who would that be?
Who has a birthday today? Check that out.
Happy birthday, dude.
Yep, I'm 36 years old again today. So
yeah,
my mom never got past 36, and neither have I.
And then you woke up, as my wife says.
And then you woke up, old feller. Yep, exactly. So well, you know what? Things are good. We're living well. Kids are well adjusted.
I probably knew you when you were 36.
Yeah, pretty. You know
how
what
were
you did?
How were you when we first met?
I had to be about 35.
Yeah.
Okay, if we've been on 19 years, if my grade school math serves me well.
Wow, you know, I've got socks older than you that I still wear. Welcome back,
there you
folks.
Go. Jeffrey and I are
having our own little moment here, but happy birthday, buddy. I hope you have 100 more, and so what's going to happen? Are you going to get a party or anything? Are you going to get a cake?
I certainly hope not. We're just going to, you know, as you know, I mean, it's another day on the calendar of Facebook.
That's right.
Especially
when it's Dad's birthday. Is, you know, Dad always gets, you know, Father's Day is not as big a deal as Mother's Day. Dad's birthdays, you know, maybe something happens, maybe not. You know, Mom, when Mom has a birthday, everybody comes to see Mom. When Dad has a birthday, you get a flyby for text or something, you know.
So, yeah, there you go.
Not that I'm complaining or anything. I would never do anything like that. But whine. I would never whine. You know me. I don't do stuff like that. So, all right, Jeff, we're talking. By the way, folks, chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com. That's Jeffrey's website, so I encourage you to check him out. He is the one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy. And we're talking about, though, his attempt, because you haven't left yet. You're still making an attempt. You know, there was always, whenever I was taking a vacation, Jeffrey, when I had my consultant come, there was always the chance that something would blow up at one of my clients before I got to go.
Right.
And
yep.
I think I've told you, I had one client, was my best client. I mean, he was my best client for years. He was rock solid, and he needed me, too. He needed a lot of help. But I would tell him for days, now look, I'm going to go. I'm taking the family. We're going to go off for a few days. So I won't be available to you. And so we talk basically every day. And we'd hit the road, and sure enough, we wouldn't get more than 100 miles down the road. Here comes a phone call. And Jeff, you know, and I'd say, you know, hey, I'd say, look, I forgot. Next day, I get another phone call. He won't talk about it. I say, you know, I'm on vacation. Oh, yeah, I forgot. And this went on every day, you know.
Right.
Some of them just don't get it.
Well, you know, I preempt.
But that's a good thing, isn't it, Jeff, that you have your customers. I mean, it's not a bad thing to have. It didn't bother me because I said, you know, what's wrong with having a customer who wakes up and thinks about you every day? Isn't that what you want?
Well, absolutely, and you want the response. Look, I mean, you could sort of, you know, look at what his calling every day as being forgetful, and it's not like he's calling saying, "Well, I need it now."
Right?
He's
no,
like,
he never did.
Forgot,
he
I'm
never
sorry.
Did. He never did that. He didn't abuse it, but it was just he didn't. He woke up and he thought, "I need to talk to Jim."
Right. Right. It's a beautiful thing. It's better than them waking up and saying, Jim, who? You know,
exactly.
And so, you know, we've set the stage over the past month. As we said, we've set the stage over the past month that everyone knows I'm leaving, and it's gone from, oh, you'll be away, to, oh, tell me about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's ingrained, and emails and follow-up. And I don't know if I told you, but I'll be away. I mean, I almost belabor it. I'm almost over the top with reminders.
Right.
But I'd rather me burden them with it than them, you know, have an opportunity to forget and need something while I'm away and just being a crunch. It's not
but
about
even though
whether
you're
I'm not going to get to work.
Even though you're going to take time off, they know that if they need you and that if they want to email you or whatever, they know that that's not going to be a problem, right? I mean, you've got that kind of relationship with them. That's That's the main thing. And this, and folks, this is just, if you're a personal services provider like Jeff is, and like I have been as a consultant, when you're in that business, that's the business that you're in. You're a, right. You have to be av- availability is your product, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, words, you don't own the words. The words are for everybody has the words, but your availability belongs to you. That's your inventory. It never upset me when a customer contacted me. I was in a ferry one time going across the bay and the little harbor there in Stockholm, and one of them called me, and I said, fine, what do you got?
Right. And, you know, and part of what I do is, you know, I do, and I'm unabashed in responding to emails and being, it says it on my website that I'm, you know, I'm up early and I'm an unabashed workaholic at times. And that includes having my, you know, having a smartphone with email access and, you know, a pretty good carrier so that I can get yeah. emails in many places.
And how cool is it today you can text. I mean, they can just text you and say, hey.
Right.
You know, whatever. Or how about this?
Right.
Send you a text and say, call me when you have 5 minutes.
Well, what's I wrong? Interviewed a gentleman years ago when BlackBerry just came out. It was the time of the Salt Lake City Olympic Games. I interviewed a guy who was one of the first executives I knew, one of the first people in South Florida to have a BlackBerry. And I said, oh, you're running your business? He goes, no, I'm not running my business from my phone. I'm just keeping in touch with people so things don't go off the rails. So that's the difference.
Whatever makes you happy. Jeffrey, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you have a great one. Have a great
Thank you much, Jeff.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you so much.
Jeff Sabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Don't forget, gotwords.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.